Welcome to the Living a Naturally Healthy Life podcast with Delaine ND, the podcast for people looking to correct chronic illnesses such as diabetes through lifestyle change. I'm Dr. Delaine Vaughn. As a physician, I see many patients who are ill because of lifestyle decisions such as food choices. Typically, diseases such as diabetes are managed with pills or injections. This approach creates a vicious, expensive, and unhealthy cycle of medication and then more medication to address the negative side effects. As a physician and a life coach, I work with clients to resolve their diseases, get off their medications, and live a naturally healthy life. If you don't like the healthcare system in America, I recommend you use less of it by being naturally healthy. So if you feel there has to be a better, more natural way to live a healthy life, you are in the right place. Hello, welcome to the Living a Naturally Healthy Life with Delaine MD podcast. This is podcast number one. I'm so glad you found your way to this podcast. Thank you so much for listening. In this episode, this is just a brief introduction to who I am and some of my basic philosophies. So I'm a Kansas kid. I grew up in a town called Mulvane, Kansas. It's a little south of Wichita. I love being a Kansas kid and take quite a bit of pride in it. I graduated high school from Mulvane and eventually earned my bachelor's degree in nursing from Wichita State University. My nursing career was primarily spent in the emergency departments in Wichita. I went on to medical school at the University of Kansas School of Medicine and completed my family medicine residency at Wesley Medical Center in Wichita. So that's my education. My medical experience actually seems quite a bit longer than that, if that's even possible. My first job in a hospital was when I was 19. I was a clerk in the radiology department. I filed films. Back when there were actually films. I spent about 2 years after that being an administrative assistant for a physician. This was very formative as that doc was always interested in teaching me things. I found all this stuff fascinating, being a kid from a small town. I couldn't get enough of it. I moved on to work as a phlebotomist and then as a nurse's aide when I was in nursing school and of course worked in my professional capacities as both a nurse and a physician. I've spent a lot of time in the hospitals. All in all, it's been about 25 years. And what I've come to understand is the majority of what we see in the healthcare system in America is the direct result of things that we do to our bodies, specifically the alarmingly growing rate of diabetes and obesity, which some doctors have actually started calling diabesity. The overwhelming majority of this is caused by the way we live as Americans. As a physician, I would treat these diseases with medications, and then I would chase the side effects with more medications. Of course, all of this was a losing battle that was expensive, and I could see over the years we're making my patients more and more sick. When I was in my 30s, my mid-30s, I became pregnant, or as I jokingly say, I came down with twins. I was in my second year of medical school, and it was a complicated pregnancy from the get-go in so many ways, but the final complication was I was diagnosed with gestational diabetes. Biology told me that there was a hormone that was produced by the placenta that makes pregnant women more prone to high blood sugars. Since I had two placentas, I assumed that was the problem. Certainly, it had nothing to do with me stress eating things like Oreos and cupcakes and ice cream. I told myself, no, this was certainly a placenta thing. I delivered two healthy babies who are now 11 and put that crazy diabetes business behind me. But when I was in my late 30s, I started to see these things starting to come back up. First, I found that I was gaining weight and seemed to have very little control over this. The things that I had done in my youth weren't working to control my weight. And then second, I started to feel that I was out of control of what I was eating. My drug of choice was candy, chocolate candies, particularly M&Ms, seemed to have quite a pull towards me. The straw that broke the camel's back for me was I screened my A1C and realized it was closer to being abnormal than I was really comfortable with. The problem here was that I didn't seem to be able to change this. How is this possible? I was a physician. I could manage a patient's complex medical condition or run a code blue situation, but not manage my own health. This started me on a journey to discovering how wrong we have it in America and then how to fix it. I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I am a realist. If you look around, America is not the picture of health. It's not because Americans are undisciplined or uneducated. In my own journey, I worked with a life coach to help me learn why I was struggling to make healthy decisions for my own life. I learned strategies to change these patterns. This prompted me to enter an 18-month training program to become a certified life and weight coach. On this podcast, I'm going to share with you my recommendations about how to live a naturally healthy life, free of medications or gimmicks. No fancy diets, no supplements, no crazy diet plans. A simple, natural, healthy life. I have the philosophy that most human bodies are perfectly normal. We do things to make ourselves ill. I frequently use the question to my patients and clients, if you were alive 10,000 years ago and there were no medications and no medical interventions, would your human body be the weak link that would die off? Is your genetic makeup so abnormal for a human being that you would have died off and your genes wouldn't have been passed on? Most people understand that there's an overwhelming no as an answer to that question. Most people know they are doing things that make them sick. They just can't figure out how to stop. So through the science of medicine, I help them see what they are doing wrong. And through the tools of life coaching, I help them make better decisions and live in a way that serves their health. During this podcast, I'll let you know you're going to hear kids, you're going to hear dogs, and you're going to hear cats. My husband and I have 7 kids in our blended family. We've married off 2 of our children, but one of those married children went and made us grandparents last year to the cutest, sweetest, sunshiniest grandson you could ever imagine. But we have a big, noisy family full of lots of love and chaos. We have 3 large labs who we love very much and 1 little kitty who is spoiled beyond belief. We go on family vacations where we find places to rock climb, which is one of our favorite family activities to do, but there's a lot of camping with crazy creatures and bugs, and there's always some poison ivy peppered in with everything. If you follow me on Instagram or Facebook, which you totally should, at DelaneMD, you'll see pictures of our crazy family and doing our crazy adventures, but having a blast, so check that out. Now let's get started learning how you can live a naturally healthy life. Thanks for listening. Thank you for listening. If you've enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe and share with your friends and family. Also, leave me a review. If you want to resolve your diabetes naturally without any pills or injections, I can help you. Visit DelaneMD.com for more information. Click on the Work With Me tab, send me a message, and we can set up a mini coaching session. You guys have a great week. I'll talk to you soon.